That's 3:30 on Thursday. Thursday? Blimey. Is it really Thursday? Thursday. And, well, that illustrates my point, really. What I was going to say is I've got back to the house with Poppy and given her some food, had some food myself. Logged into Twitter, which I don't do that often at the moment. I don't feel that engaged with the world. And had a bit of a nice conversation on Twitter. Had some inspiration from someone to do a I don't want to be in your mafia squad or whatever. And I've started writing a little song about that. I listen to a lot of music. Poppy's happily chewing a bone behind me. And it's just made me feel in such a better mood, you know, such a better frame of mind. I'm going to watch a bit of Generation Kill now, the new series on Channel 4, which was on FX before, starting on Monday, I think. But what I was thinking about was possibly a bit of insight into my current state of mind. And when I say that I'm not depressed at the moment, as it's distinctly different from the last 2 months, it's a sort of matter of degrees, really. But it's hard to pull yourself away from that period of depression, even if it chemically stops in your brain. Because quite simply, you know, I've been ill now, I've been off work for over a year, and I've been suffering stress-wise and IBS-wise for 8 years. And the fact is, whilst none of the work thing's going on now, and I am literally at home, don't have a job, waiting to hear what their offer is at this insurance company. They still haven't come back to us, but we're pretty much going to accept it, whatever it is. So a real kind of pivotal point in my life, I suppose. But I've no habits, as in people get through their more difficult times in life, I think, with routines and with habits, and they make them feel secure and they give them some sort of crutch and they give them some sort of familiarity. And the only habit I've really got is lying in a dark room with the curtains closed, feeling like I want to be asleep. Because that's all I've done for the last 2 months, and that, you know, on and off, that's what I've been doing for 12 months. And before that, my habit was running to the toilet up to 12 times a day, vomiting spontaneously in meetings, crapping myself on buses, panicking about whether I was going to have a more of the same next time I went to a meeting, had to go to site quite a lot, had to go to head corporate offices often for negotiations, the high courts, to litigate. It was a habit. And in some ways, I knew it, so it gave me a path to follow every day that was understandable. I mean, I think the thing I've got at the minute is that I've no path to follow, because that path made me exceptionally ill, and I'm now recovering from it. And this isn't like a path as in a religious path. You know, I've never really talked about religion. I'm not religious. I'm atheist. I'm far too scientifically engaged to be religious. Anyway, that's beside the point. I have no qualms or beefs with people who believe in their faith, and I think it's great that they do. And without sounding patronising, I think it's great that people have faith, and I think everyone needs it. And I think I just find mine in my own set of moral guidelines, codes, ways of living, ways of thinking, and that kind of thing. It gives me the strength I need that maybe church gives other people. Don't know why I'm talking about religion anyway. Completely off topic. I'm talking about routine, and I'm talking about pathways of life. And for me, my immediate pathway is to get better, and then after that, it gets all a bit scary. I mean, what I love doing is web development, but I'm a beginner. I know Drupal. I'm no expert in PHP, or I'm pretty good at HTML and CSS, but and I'm good at